This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Last November, President Trump decided to end what's known as temporary protected status for about 50,000 Haitians living and working in this economy. Status that they got after the 2010 earthquake that so badly damaged Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and its economy. That decision means those 50,000 people have until July of next year to basically wrap up their affairs here. According to the Center for Migration Studies of New York, 81% of Haitians with TPS are part of the American labor force, and that they support family members still in Haiti with monthly remittances. They go home, that money goes away, and then what? Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
There's a small office building on Orlando's west side that's fairly inconspicuous except for a yellow sign with the letter CAM. That's short for Caribbean Airmail. The popular wire service has agencies in Haitian beauty salons, bakeries, and office buildings like this one. Renal Justance comes here at least once a week. He walks up to the counter with a $50 bill in his hand.
We are making a small transfer, Port-au-Prince.
This is Justance's second day in a row here. His brother-in-law in Haiti called that morning saying he needed cash, so Justance is sending $50.
He is very important to me. He's my wife's older brother. He's older than my wife. He doesn't have a job. That is why I have to support.
Justance earns his living working in the kitchen at Disney World. He arrived in Orlando on a U.S. military airlift just days after the earthquake hit Haiti. The 47-year-old lives with his wife, son, and daughter.
I have a lot of family in Haiti. I have a kid, I have my mother, I have my sister in Haiti, I have friends in Haiti. That is why I send money to Haiti, just to support all these people.
According to the World Bank, remittances from Haitians in the U.S. contribute to 29% of Haiti's gross domestic product. Stephanie Seguino teaches economics at the University of Vermont.
If we look at remittances from the U.S. to Haiti, they're more than half of all remittances that go to Haiti, so maybe $1.3 billion.
So, she says, if more than 50,000 Haitians have to leave the U.S. because their temporary protected status is revoked,
it's going to create ever more hardship in a country that is already desperately, desperately poor.
Norluc d'Orange offers a wide range of financial services to Haitians in Orlando, including a way to wire cash to the island. He says many clients want to send money for food.
Someone can call a friend or a family member and say, I have nothing to put in my mouth, so my belly is empty, so do something.
Some clients send as little as $15, which, with the exchange rate, can help a lot of people there.
People can go to the open-air market and shopping for food for 2 days for five people.
The Trump administration says the program should end for Haitians because conditions on the island are better than they were when the earthquake hit. And D'Orange says a drop in remittance money might force the Haitian government to deal with long-standing issues such as high unemployment and low agricultural production. But the country's weak economy is what forced many Haitians to come to the United States in the first place. That's according to Dr. Idlo Banam, who heads Orlando's Haitian-American Chamber of Commerce. He says Haitians who now have jobs and pay taxes in the U.S. don't understand why they may need to leave.
That's the hard part for individuals to kind of accept. Why the discontinuation so suddenly when I'm contributing, it's not a burden.
Renal Justance, who sends money back at least once a week, says he fears what will happen if he has to leave the country. He and his wife have temporary protected status. Their kids are U.S. citizens. He could be split from his family again.
If a final decision is taken to return us to Haiti, it would be like another earthquake.
Some members of Congress are calling for Haitians with temporary protected status to receive permanent residency. But for now, the program's scheduled to end in July of 2019. In Orlando, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.